We enter into the veil today. We present our lives before you. We take up our cross to follow you into glory, into the resurrection. We come out from among them to separate ourselves to you, to separate ourselves to your glory, to your grace. Present our bodies today. As a living sacrifice. In the outer court of your tabernacle, we present our bodies to be not conformed to this world. We present our minds for transformation. We present our will to seek the things that are above, where you sitteth at the right hand of the Father. We set our affections upon you, where you sitteth, where you are. For our lives are hidden away in you. You're the living pillar of glory. You standeth at the tabernacle door, the way, the truth, the life. We enter in by way of you, through you. We enter into the veil with you. Our forerunner has passed. We follow you into the veil. You are the living doorway. By you any man entereth in. He will go in and out. Today we go in. Today we enter in. Today we've been granted access. By faith into this grace, we come boldly to you, to where you are, to be with you. If any man follow me, let him be where I am. For where I am, there shall you be also. You are raised unto the Father. This day we're raised unto the Father. Raised together with you. Made to sit together with you in this heavenly room. The place where your peace dwelleth. For in you there is peace. Today we enter into your peace. You encompasseth us about with peace. You encompasseth us about with glory. For we are found in you. We're aware that we're dwelling in you. We're aware that you surround us today. We're aware of your grace, your glory, your peace, your fullness. We sit down with you. We are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We are partakers of the grace. We are partakers of your fullness. We are partakers of you. We cast the whole of our care and burdens. We relinquish the control of our life right now. We relinquish control of our future. We relinquish all our cares, all our concerns. Everything that concerneth us, we relinquish it into your perfection. We surrender. We recognize it's not by our might. It's not by our power. It's by your Spirit that all things will be accomplished. We enter into the rest. We lie down in the green pastures. We let go. We let go of control. We let go of anxiety. We let go of care, worry, frustration, fear, turmoil. We let go of it all. We enter into the perfect rest, the perfect peace, the still waters. For you are shepherd, we shall not want. We receive your rest. Oh, let your rest cover us. Let your rest clothe us now. Clothing our bodies, clothing our minds. Having put off the new man, putting on the new man, we put off the old. Cover us in rest. Cover us in the perfection of beauty. Cover us in the perfection of glory. It's good to surrender, Lord. To give you the reins, to be partakers of your peace, to be partakers of your rest. To be partakers of stillness and quietness. To partake of the perfection of your beauty. To behold your face. To sit where you sit. To be a partaker of your joy. You willed that we would be with you where you are. Today we are. Today we sit down in you. Today we rest from all of our labors. Today we're found in you, not having our own righteousness. We're found in the perfection of your standing. We're found in the perfection of your holiness. We're found in the perfection of your righteousness. We're found in the perfection of your beauty. You make us beautiful. You clothe us in your beauty. You clothe us in your grace. All of us. We're all at rest. Our flesh has been made still by your presence. Holy Spirit, brood over us today. Encompasseth us about. Raise thy mighty shield around us. For your exceeding great and precious shield. Raise the shield of faith, quenching all the fiery darts. Raise it around our minds, our bodies, that no plague cometh nigh our dwelling. Raise it around our hearts. Raise it around our emotional faculties, our mind. Raise it around our homes and our children, our husbands, our wives. Raise it around us. Raise it around this church. Raise it around the staff. Raise it around the leaders. Raise it around the congregations. The single moms. The families. The businesses. Raise thy shield around us. Cover us. In the shadow of your great wing. Protect us. We're very aware that you are a strong tower today. We're dwelling in the midst of it. You're a fortress around about us, 1,000 could fall at the right and 10,000 at our left, but it would not come nigh us. We're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. We're dwelling in you, Lord. We're dwelling in your great grace. We're dwelling in your great peace. We're dwelling in your glory. We're dwelling in your wisdom. We're dwelling in the oil of gladness. We're dwelling in the thick honey presence, the kabod presence of your glory. We're in stillness and recognition. We cannot produce these promises. We cannot add to them. That we were called to receive them, to hear them, to understand this government, to receive it, the finished work of it dwells in our heart in the form of these words. Father, we approach you today. We're in the Son, Father. We come by way of the Son. We're in Christ. We approach you in His perfection. He presents us faultless before you. We're faultless, Father. We're forever perfected in your sight. We have a right to sit and to stand before you. We have a right to approach your throne because we're in Christ. And He is in you. You're our Father. We've shut the door to the world, Father. We're in your rest. Far above the systems of the world. Far above the enemy and his camps. Far above the assignments. Far above the frustrations. Far above the anxieties and the troubles. We enter into you, Father, into your great love. What manner of love you've bestowed upon us. You've made us sons in your house, Father. You've made us heirs to your imperial throne. We're heirs. You've given us a seat that not even the angels get to sit in. Not even Gabriel, not even Michael gets to sit in this seat. Christ and us come to worship you, Father. To glorify your great name, our Father. My Father, which art in this heavenly room, hallowed be your name. We come to give you the only offerings that we have, the true offering of love, gratitude, thankfulness, and worship. To thank you, to worship you, the offering of our heart, Father. And your words within our heart. This is our offering to you. This is what we bring to you, Father. Is our love. Our thankfulness. And the words you've given us, Father. These precious words. These precious inheritances. This blueprint, these keys. These revelations, these operations, this government that is to come into the earth, these precious treasures that we have in this earthen vessel. You've granted us these words, Father. You sent them. by your Holy Spirit. They're already fulfilled in heaven. They're already done. They were received. The inheritance was received. And the Son of Man ascended before the Ancient of Days. It was given to him a kingdom and a glory and a dominion. It was an everlasting dominion that could never fade away. It's yours forever, Lord. You restored it here in thy right hand. You've granted it to us. You've restored it to us here. Clothe us in dominion. Clothe us in the dominion that man had in the very beginning. Now it's here for us always. We've been clothed in your words. We have heard your words. We have received this inheritance, this government, these operations, the blueprints, the foundations, the apostolic office that will return to fullness again, the testimony of your resurrection. We do not represent ourselves, Father. We represent these words together. We sit with you, Lord, in the right hand of intercession, representing these words before the throne, before you, Father, for the church to return to the blueprints, for apostolic testimony to restore into the earth in fullness. For your Holy Spirit has been granted and given to us from above. The word of the resurrection in the right hand, the doctrine of the apostles has been given and granted from above. This final foundation of apostolic testimony. We represent this grace that inherently belongs to the apostolic office and all that are involved with it. The grace of the eyewitness. The grace. The corporate eyewitness. We have your way, Father. We have your precedents. We have your testimonies written in our heart, written upon the pages of these constitutions from the beginning of time. You showed yourself to men, validating their testimony into the world. You showed yourself to men. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the patriarchs that carried the promise of the Redeemer to come. All of them. You confirmed their testimony. You validated their testimony. Your great blessing rested upon them. And kings of the earth knew that you were with them, that they were carrying, even Melchizedek knew that Abraham was carrying the promises. They could see it. Moses, bearing testimony that the tabernacle of God is with man. Joshua, bearing testimony, the promised land belongs to man. Solomon, bearing testimony of the king-priest government and the glory that's upon that tabernacle and upon that government. Isaiah, who will go for us? Elisha and Elisha, If thou seest me in my resurrection, you can have the mantle. The resurrected eyewitnesses that ran into the streets of Jerusalem bearing a testimony. The 12 apostles, Matthias. One must be chosen to have had seen you. The 500, the 120, Stephen, Paul, chosen as an apostle outside of the order of the 12, given everything they were given. Given the eyewitness, given the doctrine, given the Holy Spirit in demonstration to show that it belonged to the apostolic office. Seen of all the apostles. The two witnesses that are to come, the 144,000 that stand with you on the mount. This is your way, Father. It's the way of the apostolic government to bear the testimony of your resurrection. Confirm. We decree the confirmation of this testimony. We decree the restoration of this testimony in the apostolic office. We decree it according to your word, this grace. It is a grace, and we've received the grace, the word of your grace concerning it. So let it be. Let the testimony complete. Let the foundation complete. That all things will build, all things will release from the testimony. The glories of thy right hand. The olive trees will give their oil. The temple will break forth in waters. A fountain will break forth from the temple, carrying the waters of creative life, the waters of commerce. The mountain of generational inheritance that you received in your ascension will release again through those waters. The Capernaum inheritance would release again through those waters. The seven pillars of apostolic government would release again. Salvation, whole cities would repent under the power. Worshippers would once again bring the sound of thy right hand, the sound of the apostolic government. They would come forth with a song and a sound. Intercessors would come up to sit with you again in the right hand of glory. Waters of power, delivery. Authenticate that testimony again, that all things would release. For that inheritance comes forth by testimony. With great power gave the apostles testimony, witness of the resurrection. And great grace was upon them all. Let us return unto the days of great grace. For we have your words, Father, and they are forever in our heart. For to him who hath your words, to them will be given. This body of believers has your words, and they will be given more abundance. He that keepeth my word, if you love me, you would keep my words. You would make your abode with us. The habitation of your glory would come and make its abode with us. Do we abide in you? These words abide deeply in us. They're planted in us, Father. Thy words we have taken and chosen and received as an inheritance forever. These words are our inheritance. We will not let them depart. He keepeth my words. Verily the love of God is perfected in him. Thy words we have chosen. We said it. We would keep thy words. We represent thy words before you, Father, until the day that they become flesh and dwell among men. You said if we would hear your words, if we would understand them, if we would receive them, if we would keep them, we would bear the hundredfold fruit. We will keep this government to the very end. All of its inheritance will release in this hour and in this generation. This house will become more than a revival center. It will become an apostolic center, the right-hand apostolic center. The eight operations of the Antioch and the Jerusalem government of apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers. Shukarabasandai. Helps government's diversity of tongue. Your waters flowing into it. Your power flowing into it. Your glory flowing into it. Your healing waters flowing into it and through it. The wealth of the nations flowing into and through its gate. Discipleship, media discipleship, flowing into and out of the nations will come. Partake of the leaves, the trees will be the healing of the nations. Power, the waters of creative life. Whithersoever these waters flow. Everything that's dead will live. Dead bodies, dead cells, dead organs, dead limbs. They will live again by the power of these waters that proceed from thy right hand of glory. Thy will be done on the earth as it is done in heaven already. It's done in our heart. It's been received. If a man stand praying, he believed that he receive, he would have. We have received your promise. We keep your promises to the very end. He will not let it go. These words will become flesh and dwell among men. This government will become flesh. We decree it to become flesh and dwell among men, overriding and overcoming the systems of this world. Whithersoever this gospel, this testimony is preached, let the sevenfold inheritance flow. The seven pillars of apostolic government flow. Worship. Salvation, intercession, healing, deliverance, benevolence, discipleship, power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. For the nations already thine inheritance, that thy power, the Holy Spirit, harvest the nation. The greatest harvest of this last day. Already given to you from above, let thy will be done in the earth. Let the hand of salvation and the power of the Holy Spirit, even under the shadow, Jonah converted the whole city. Moses delivered all of your people from Egypt. 3,000 born again, 5,000 born again. Iconium, half the city converted, Father, half of this city would come to know the Lord. 3 million. Your Holy Spirit stretched forth again. His hand of inheritance, as the testimony be confirmed, as the testimony be established, as the testimony be authenticated, as the blueprint comes to fullness, the walls shake again. Let the house shake again. Let the power of these words and this gospel release again in the threefold cord that cannot be broken. We hold it to the very end, Father, because we believe already. I need not see you to believe, Lord. I already believe. To have our testimony authenticated before man in the first-hand witness of the resurrection of your right hand, that you are the King that sits on the holy hill of Zion, that you're the apostle and the high priest of our confession, a king and a priest, the Savior of the world. The cross is the end of all flesh, but the beginning of the new man. The old man can go no further than the cross. The new man can be raised into glory. Let our old man end its life in the cross, crucified. Let our new man ascend into glory, from glory to glory, the unlimited realm of heaven, for which there is no end, for which there is no limitation. The cross is but the beginning for the new man. It is the end of the old. We rise into the light, partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We arise, we're not afraid of the light. We come up into the light. We enter into the light. We walk in the light as you're in the light. You cleanse us from all the imperfection. Let us be transformed by light. Let your light chase away our darkness. Sons and daughters of the light, children of the light, your light is our home. Bless everyone in this place, Father. Bless them, keep thy shield around their bodies, their minds, their hearts, their children, their families. Keep thy shield. No adversary breach through the gates, for this birth will come forth, and there is no adversary that can stop it. We're too far in now. We've learned too much. We will not turn aside. We will not draw back into perdition. Our eyes are fixed and set upon the prize, the awesome calling to birth, to bring this office back into the alignment for which it was called to be. We hold its blueprints. We hold its keys, its graces, its treasures, its operations, its pillars, its inheritances. We hold it. That's what you've given us. That's what we all carry together. It's a pleasure to sit with you, Lord. It's a pleasure to intercede. It's a pleasure to carry your words. It's a pleasure, Lord. It's an awesome, awesome pleasure. We're so thankful. We're so very thankful for all you've given us. To have such treasure. To see it before it happened. To be a part of it. to be in the foundations of it. What a joy, Lord. What a calling. You do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Let this message and this government fill those remaining thrones. Let everyone in this place have a seat there. Let this light go forth and find the ones that are going to sit with you. Raise the media to find them, Father. Cover us, clothe us, keep us, fill us, bless us, bless us, bless us with your pleasure, bless us with your fullness, bless us with your provision. Keep us ever so near, moving with you from glory to glory.